Poslušate SBS Slovenije. Prisluhnite še drugim zanimivim zgodbam na sbs.com.au/Slovenije.
Poslušate slovensko oddajo na radiju SBS širom Avstralije in po svetu. V juniju bo podelitev priznanja najzaslužnejšim Slovencem za leto 2020 v New South Walesu, ki se od leta 2002 vsako leto pripravlja skupaj s proslavo dnevu slovenske državnosti. Letos bo poudarek te prireditve bolj na 30. obletnico slovenske države kot pomembna okrogla obletnica. Zato smo danes povabili dva znana gosta pred mikrofon, voditelja pripravljalnega odbora za priznanje Brankota Fabjančiča in tudi voditelja odbora za celotno prireditev Valterja Šubarja, da nam več povesta, kako bo to potekalo in tudi druge pomembne informacije. Najprej pa lepo pozdravljamo ponovno na slovenski oddaji radija SBS.
Dobar dan si skupaj.
Dobar dan.
Welcome again to you both. As we know, last year during COVID restrictions, there was no awards given and there was no event obviously prepared for obvious reasons. Firstly, Walter, you're the chairman of the overall event for the 30th anniversary, obviously, which is a very important occasion this year. Tell us a bit more about who's involved in this and obviously what is being prepared.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for the opportunity. This is really an amazing event that we're actually planning, and it's a community based. So what we've got is we've got the whole community involved. So the involvement is from all the clubs and all the associations that we have, our wonderful church in Marylands. So in other words, we've actually got our ambassador Yuri Rifler is involved. We've got Freddy Brezhnek, Olga Lach, Joža Lach, Peter Krope, Marta Magajna, Tanya. You're a part of this process as well, which is wonderful. We've got Branko Fabjančić, Mihela Šuštarčić, we then have Pater, we've got Mark Stariha, and we've also got even Rodolf from Wollongong. So in other words, what we're trying to do is to associate everybody, to get everybody involved with this particular function. We've had multiple meetings now. So thank you to everybody that's involved. As I mentioned, the whole community is involved in backing this. So it's a tremendous event in the sense that we want to make sure that everybody understands that this is for the Slovenian community in New South Wales. The event will be held on the 27th of June. It will be held at Mounties Mount Pritchard Club, where we'll be able to have 300 guests. With plenty of parking, so that's not an issue. When we get a little bit closer to the event, Tanya will be letting people know where they can actually book their tickets from and make sure that they've actually planned this in their diaries. So we'd like to make sure that everybody puts that date away for this particular event.
You mentioned that this year this will be at the Mounties Club, moving away from the celebration that we would have at Triglo every year.
That's correct. The reason being is that we're expecting to have a very large crowd to come along. So we want to make sure that we've got enough space. And now with the COVID restrictions and not knowing what will happen in the future, we want to make sure that we've got enough space and distance for everybody so we make it nice and safe. And plus to have enough opportunity to have as many people as we possibly can. So look, we're appealing to our greater Slovenian family in New South Wales. The invitation extended to other states, in particular our friends in Canberra, if they would like to come up. And again, Newcastle, Wollongong, everybody's welcome in this for this particular function, and looking forward to it as well. So there's a lot of we're doing a lot of things now. We're actually putting together a program. We'll share with everybody the event that we're planning, the VIPs that we're expecting. So I think it'll be a fantastic opportunity for everyone.
The 27th of June is a Sunday, so given history, we've been doing this as a lunch event, this will be the same.
Correct, exactly. So what we're trying to do is to give it the best sort of timing in the day is around lunchtime. That gives people the opportunity of being able to get there nice and safely, have the parking facilities there that are available, and be assured that they'll have a great time.
So we obviously hope that everyone will put that in their diaries on the 27th of June for this event. And looking back in history, 30 years ago, exactly on the 27th of June, there was a celebration at Martin Place in Sydney for the Slovenian independence. So it's fitting that, again, it will be on the same day. And hopefully that those that were with us 30 years ago will be able to make that event on the same day and be able to share their thoughts also around around their feelings and what it was like 30 years ago.
Absolutely. Everybody's welcome, the whole community. We're all one happy family, and I want to make sure that everybody invites their friends, their closest friends, to come along and make sure they all have a great time. So again, thank you very much for the opportunity, and look forward to seeing everybody there.
Now, if we look onto the other side around the awards section, obviously this the program is still obviously being put together, as Walter mentioned. It's very in early stages at the moment, but we can release some information around around the Slovenia of the Year awards that are happening. So Branko, can you tell us a little bit more about what's happening for this year? And given we didn't have one last year, is there going to be a catch-up at all?
There will be no catch-up, but this event is mainly focusing on the 30th anniversary, and the awards will be part of that, but it'll be a shortened version because I think the main emphasis of the day is the celebration of our 30-year independence. It will be a shorter program. We're looking at only doing four candidates. The main focus this year is on our second and third generation, and that's where we're hoping the candidates will come from. Like I said, we're limiting it to four, and we're getting tremendous support from Triglav Mounties, Slovensko Društvo, St. Raphael's Church at Marylands, and Club Panica from Wollongong. What I'm hoping is we get one candidate from each of those associations. The application forms, they'll be available from the 1st of March, and we're going to have a very tight deadline. So the deadline will be 10th of April. The forms will be available from Club Triglav at the front desk, but if you're not unable to get to them, just to give the club a ring, leave in your name and number, and I'll get that to the forms to you personally via email or by letter. So it's a very short turnaround. I apologise for that. But like I said, the main focus is on the 30th anniversary, and there's a lot of work being done there. It doesn't mean the awards are not a big focus, but it's just got to be shorter this year.
So we can obviously give more information as those dates close, and give more information as to what's going to happen on the event itself. And lastly, I understand, we have spoken about this previously, I think at the previous awards, that we're looking to do a scholarship to be able to send a couple of students from Australia to Slovenia to study. Again, obviously, this wasn't possible in 2020, but now I understand that this is back on the agenda for 21 to be able to send somebody next year.
Tanya, we're determined to actually get this scholarship thing underway. So again, look, it's unfortunate what happened in 2020, and but we're definitely relaunching this again this time round, and a part of the 30th anniversary celebrations will also be to have a few people that will be nominated that will actually be able to get the scholarships. So not to go away this year, unfortunately, but certainly looking at summer 2022, if we're COVID free and are able to travel again. That's the only thing that I can honestly say, is that we'll do everything we possibly can to make sure that people get away, but as long as they can do it safely and in accordance to the COVID restrictions that we may or may not have at the time.
So what do people need to do then to understand what, I guess, criteria you'd be looking for in terms of what type of student, or how can they apply?
Well, what we'll do is we'll make sure that criteria will be available in the coming, I'd say probably month. Give us about a month to actually get all that paperwork done, make sure that we change the dates from 2020 to 2021. So we'll do all of that. The criteria will be there, the application forms will be there, and there'll be also a date that we'd like to finalise everything for. So we've got plenty of time then to actually make that announcement at the event.
Okay, and we're looking obviously for more for tertiary students, we're talking about then obviously to send them to study in Ljubljana, yes?
Correct. So we're looking at the summer school that we've actually got there. Again, we're looking particularly people that have actually want to explore the Slovenian culture, language, and again get something that they can actually bring back to Australia and then also share that with the rest of the people. So it's the whole idea is to actually make that exchange and get something valuable back for them as well, which is a cultural exchange that we're so wanting them to do.
In terms of how long will they be there actually to study for? Would this be a whole semester, or would this be just a couple of weeks?
Look, it could range from a couple of weeks to a semester. At this stage, we'll be actually working towards understanding what the Slovenian government and the universities are able to offer at that time. So again, we'll come back with that information and we'll be able to share that with everybody.
Is it open to all of New South Wales or just Sydney?
No, it's all to all New South Wales. Everybody's welcome. Again, I mean, we're looking for candidates that they really wanted, again, be a part of the Slovenian community as well. So if there's interaction with the Slovenian community and they've actually just coming to their final year or finished their university tertiary education and are looking for something very interesting to do next European summer, shall I say, then this is the opportunity for them. So we definitely want to see as many applicants as possible.
And would there be any guidelines to make sure when they return that they, I guess, involve themselves in the community as well for a certain period of time?
Yes, look, there is some thought about that. And look, what we definitely want to do is to make sure that the person or people that actually go and do this, and when they return, that they actually, again, share what they've learned and the experiences that they've had with the community. One part of the, I guess the terms would be that they actually share that information and, you know, they'll visit the clubs and the church and associations and make sure that they actually express and explain that, you know, the program that they had, that they enjoyed, or they had wonderful opportunities of actually visiting places that would normally not go and do that. The people that they've met, the cultural aspects of their stay. So again, that we actually have a flavour of that information that will allow us then to be able to do it the following year and the year after, using that as a basis of the promotional side.
So we look forward to seeing all those students out there in the community that are listening, maybe their grandparents or parents are listening right now,
yep,
to be able to then invite them, let's say, to put their hand up if they wanted to travel to Slovenia and study there, and then you know, be part of this wider Slovenian community.
Absolutely. And again, what a fantastic tie-in with the 30th anniversary. So I think it's absolutely essential that as many people as possible do put an application in, and we look forward to seeing everybody there on the night. So again, I'd like to thank everybody for their involvement. We've had this wonderful committee that's actually been formed, and they're working very, very hard for everyone. So please make sure the date is in your calendar and make sure that you do have the time to come along.
The majority of listeners to this radio station will be the first generation, and urge you all to talk to your kids, the next generation and their kids, to put this date down, the 27th of June. I think this is a very special occasion for the second and third generation to experience what this meant to a lot of people, especially the first generation. Through this radio interview, I'd like to say that I'll be putting something on Facebook, and there is a database of people that I've kept in contact. We've had many dinners together. So they'll be getting informed about this event that's coming up. But I do urge the people listening that they start talking to their kids now, and it'll be a wonderful experience for them to see what this actually meant to the first generation of this independence. And I think it'll be a fantastic occasion for everybody. I thank you all for listening, and I know this is going to be a very special day for us.
Yeah, Will, and I know, obviously I have a little bit more insider information than the listeners, but there's obviously, you know, a few surprises that we're not going to obviously mention that are in the program, but it'd be a very important event for everyone to be at and to be a part of, and you know, another, let's say, historical occasion on this 30th anniversary.
Šenkrat lepa hvala, Tanja, in dragi poslušalci, bomo imeli res krasen dan, upamo da se vidimo si skupaj tam.
Hvala obema za današnji pogovor in upamo, da se bo čim več ljudi tudi prijavilo in sodelovalo tudi letos na tej prireditvi v juniju in da na pravi način tudi obeležimo to pomembno 30. obletnico slovenske države.
Želite slišati sorodne zgodbe? Prisluhnite jim preko Apple ali Google podcasta, preko aplikacije Spotify ali kjerkoli drugje.